League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
We've got a new segment at the end. Make sure you stay or you'll miss it.
You better stick around.
Don't miss it.
Don't be a loser.
Luke, what are we starting this week with?
We better Scottish
Email?
Are we email?
That's right.
Aye, are we email?
Hey, that's right.
So we've got an email from Gracie here.
Are we Gracie?
Gracie?
Yeah. Oh,
good Gracie.
Good lass, where is Gracie?
I'm not really enjoying this voice. Hey there. I just wanted to say thank you for making science so fun and accessible. I'm in high school going into year 12 and I dropped all science subjects as soon as I could because I was so bad at them and hated them with a passion. As all content just went over my head.
I felt that about every science subject except physics, because I kind of got it. It's just basically math.
It's just maths. It's just maths, but with balls, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big, bald maths.
It dares to go further.
But since discovering your podcast, I feel like I'm learning so much whilst also having a good laugh. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Gracie. That's a great news.
Yeah. I love the way that Luke thanks me. No, thanks other people while looking directly at me.
Thanks, Gracie.
Thank you, Gracie.
You're welcome, guys. Shall we start this week's episode?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to The Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Champ and Luke Cutfer.
That's me.
Hello.
This week, we'll be talking about cracking open a cold one with the boys.
Oh.
Crapping?
And you haven't bought some cold ones?
No. This is the cold one.
Okay, well, let's crack it open.
It's pretty cold. I've got a steaming hot coffee with me.
We have brought a reusable water bottle and two coffees.
Brilliant.
To be fair, we should be making this joke. It's the coronavirus, and it's very deadly, and people have died already.
You guys
just made a joke about people dying. You should feel
we
bad.
Do that quite often.
Yeah, we do, but not usually this recent, you know.
The not deaths early not on in the episode. This recent.
In all seriousness, coronavirus is a really serious, not epidemic yet, not even a pandemic yet. It's a very serious problem.
I just got it, because it's corona.
Cold.
It's a cold. Very good.
Yeah. Luke doesn't drink alcohol that often.
And there's lots of layers to this, yeah.
But still, it's very sad. And we should not be laughing. And you're still laughing. And you just stop that now.
Imagine if we got 30 minutes into the episode and he was like, oh, I got it. It's corona, right.
So what is happening with the coronavirus? Do either of you know?
It started in China. It's doing its rounds. It's going on a trip around Europe and Australia, and it's not very good.
It's not a flu that we have a vaccine for, is all that I know. But it's actually only as deadly as a standard flu, is also what I've been told. But because there's no, you know, vaccines for it, then people who normally would be vaccinated against flu are now dying of this flu.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, no, it's not necessarily much more dangerous than an actual flu. You can get pneumonia from it, which is a little bit more than your standard flu. But yeah, that is a big issue, the fact that people can't be vaccinated against it because it's brand new.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to deal with it yet.
Yeah.
And like you said, it is traveling around the world at a breakneck pace. We're trying to contain it, but apparently we're not doing a very good job of that.
Mm. Within a few days, it popped up in America and Australia. And is there any in Europe yet?
They just had, well, the latest I saw was the news yesterday, which was that they had like 34 tests in Britain and all of them were negative.
So yeah, at the time of recording, there are no cases in Britain. However, Professor Neil Ferguson, a public health expert at Imperial College London, said his best guess was that there are 100,000 affected by the virus, even though there are only 2,000 confirmed cases so far, which means that there could be people in the UK that are affected that just don't know yet.
Is that because they haven't got the symptoms yet, or?
Yeah, so there is apparently about a 2 to 14 day incubation period. So they could just not know. They could not really be affected by it. They could be carriers.
So let me just check now before we get into this too much.
Yes.
People who are like not normally worried about having a flu, mm-hmm. as in like if they get a flu, it's not going to kill them.
Yes.
With a standard flu. Do they have anything to worry about with this flu if they are not like an old person or a young, like an infant or something?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, worry about, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Just like most people didn't have anything to worry about with swine flu.
Sure.
Mm. I mean, you should be careful and you shouldn't be sniffing people's snot. But other than that, you'll probably be fine.
Think you have it.
Yeah. And maybe avoid people that have just got back from China. Specifically the Wuhan, is it Wuhan? Wuhan area in China. Avoid people that have just come back from there, but other than that, you should be fine.
How did it start?
I'm actually going to tell you that later.
Okay,
good. Okay.
So basically, I'm just going to tell you what's happening right now, the current situation as it stands, currently.
The current situation currently.
You should be a newsreader with that kind of opening.
Newsreaders have teleprompters. I have my brain. One of these things is not like the other.
And this is the news that's happening now, kind of currently.
And it is new.
And it's now.
Live.
And new.
Live news.
Live news.
Live current news.
Back to you, John.
John?
Oh, there's no John. Anyway, so far there are around 40 cases outside of China, including 3 each in the United States and France. All of the deaths so far have occurred in China. I have 56 written down here. I researched this last night, and this morning it became 81. Or an hour ago it became 81. So the death toll is rising quite quickly.
Yeah. And by the time this goes out, it'll be even higher.
Yeah, it'll probably be 124.
Thank you. Fortune teller Corey.
It's going to hit 124 at some point. So I will be right. Yeah, so 56 deaths have occurred in China. Mostly people who were older or had underlying health problems that made it hard to fight it off. So you do have to worry about it if you're, you know, old or dying already. So you said that, some people have been cleared in the UK. 52 people have been cleared. And apparently the risk to the public remains low, but that doesn't mean there's no risk at all. And despite the fact that China has really, really tried to contain it, it just hasn't really worked because obviously people are just, they don't want to be stuck in an area where people are sick.
Yeah.
So they'll leave, not realizing
that
they're going to be taking the virus with them.
And also people will be leaving, people would have already left who already have it in their system, but it just hasn't shown up yet.
Yeah, absolutely. The planes are imagine being on a plane with someone with coronavirus. Everyone in there has got it. And every other person that they meet.
And then they'll have a connecting flight that goes somewhere else, and then that plane gets it.
I'm going off like a super old thing I read once, that it's actually like, okay, this might be absolute rubbish, so please do not take this as gospel. But apparently, because of the ventilation systems on planes, you're not actually more likely to catch things than if you are just in normal public spaces.
Really?
I mean, I think... Because there's not much ventilation on a plane, is there?
So the flow of air, I think, comes out the top and is and then flows down to the bottom where it's sucked back in. And it cycles around like that. Again, may well be absolute rubbish. Who knows? But I read this once somewhere. And the flow of air is like so frequent and is filtered every time it goes round that apparently it's... I don't know. Maybe that's rubbish.
Maybe. It could be. It could be the case. Like. I don't know. I feel like being in such close quarters with so many people... you're probably going to get something.
Regardless.
Oh, sure. You know? But like, you would always tell me that just because something feels like it would be true doesn't mean it actually necessarily...
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm not saying that it's absolutely true. I'm saying that one would think that in a closed space with such an infectious, virus, that you're going to be at a higher risk, despite the fact that there are measures taken to avoid it. Hmm. Because you are in close quarters and it is so infectious.
Like, 10 hours at a time.
I think that probably is the case for the common cold or, you know, a normal flu. But because this is so infectious, I think that will probably raise the stakes a bit.
Mm. Yeah.
And you got to think about when you're getting off the plane and on the plane and you're waiting around with everyone before you get on the plane.
And that little room you go in to sneeze on each other. That's good.
The sneeze room. I love the sneeze room.
We've all been there.
Yeah, we have all been there. So I mentioned Ferguson before, Neil Ferguson. His team have been modeling the disease for the World Health Organization, or WHO.
WHO?
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 Wait, WHO?
Yeah, WHO.
WHO?
There's an owl in here.
Duo. He knows I've not done my Duolingo. they've estimated that the virus has got a reproductive rate of 2.5 to 3, which means that apparently each person infected can infect up to 3 people.
On average, like an average of 3?
Yeah, on average, yeah. I mean, one guy is just infecting millions of people and no one else is infecting anyone else. It's just skewed the results.
We should find him.
Why are you doing this, sir?
What's that compared to like a normal flu? How many?
Influenza normally has an average rate of 6.
Wow.
So there'd be 6 new cases. So it's less infectious than a normal flu.
Wow.
But it's more dangerous.
Wow, also.
So there's a bit of a trade-off
there. So it balances out.
It balances out.
Yes.
So Ferguson thinks there's probably about 100,000 cases, but he said also that it could be anywhere between 30,000 and 200,000. So he's definitely hedging his bets there. Could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Where does he come up with these numbers?
I think he finds a hat.
Ah.
And then pulls numbers out of a hat.
It's just a lottery, isn't it?
And he pulled 30,000 and he pulled 200,000 and he went somewhere in between there.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks,
or
Ferguson
is God and he just decides on the spot. He's like, 200,000.
That's
and then
it.
The, and then the flu virus goes, oh, okay.
Okay, God.
And it obediently infects between 30 and 200,000.
We have a quota.
So what is a virus? We've spoken about it before, but maybe we need a recap.
It is
a recap.
Piece of genetic code which infiltrates a cell and replaces the DNA of that cell using it, the cell to replicate itself.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily replace the DNA of that cell.
But it uses that cell to make more copies of itself. Yeah. It itself is not a living thing, although it's like that. Yeah,
it's on the cusp.
But it doesn't it doesn't reproduce itself. It uses something else to reproduce.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. So basically, a virus is just a bit of, like you said, a bit of DNA or RNA, basically a bit of genetic material that infiltrates another cell, mm-hmm. and then uses that cell's building blocks to make it to replicate itself.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily replace the DNA.
Yeah. Just like how like a computer virus isn't itself a computer. It goes onto a computer and uses the computer to spread itself around.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So a computer virus can't exist without a computer. Otherwise, it's just a piece of useless code. So it basically, viruses are the truest parasites and they can't exist without other living things.
Huh.
And there's a bit of debate whether they're living things themselves. What do you think?
Don't look at me. Well, they're like, to learn.
They're just like memes, aren't they? Like they're probably what we were. I mean, they are like they're memes or they're genes or like they are like what became like what we are. If you rewind time and go back to like the biological cell and then go back from the biological cell, eventually you get these things called replicators, and that's what a virus is really. It's just a replicator that's really good at using other cells and being a total dick.
I mean, not necessarily being a total dick, you know.
Are there good viruses?
There are viruses that aren't necessarily bad.
So
neutral.
Yeah. Neutral viruses.
Are there like viruses that like you someone sneezes on you and then you become really rich?
I wish.
Like
no.
What I mean is like
take me to that city.
What I mean is like a virus, like for example, okay, imagine a virus that because these things are just randomly generated by things dividing or like, I don't know, bits of matter squishing together or whatever, however replicators come into being, you could get a replicator that, for example, made you have really glowy skin.
Yeah. So
and then you're then more attractive. So you pass your genes on to more people and you are susceptible to that thing. And so it's not, I mean, it doesn't happen, but it's not impossible.
The issue with the virus being good is that it does need to destroy the cell to replicate. So what a virus does is it injects its DNA or its genetic material into your cell, and then it replicates until there is a ton of them in there,
right.
And they just burst the cell and go and infect a bunch of others. So it does need to...
Right.
They do need to kind of destroy cells to survive, but it's whether or not, you know, they destroy more cells than you need to live.
Yeah, I just wonder whether there's any kind of code that's floating about in space that infiltrates into a cell, replaces out some genetic code, like almost like that genetic, what's the thing we've got called that's coming up in science world?
Oh, the gene.
CRISPR.
Oh, yeah.
So like CRISPR goes in, finds a part of the code, replaces it, and then you then have you're cured of a thing, right? Is there any such thing as like a virus that just pops into a cell and then just sort of sits there and chills and makes your life better?
So if you wait till next week.
Yeah.
We do have a little bit on this.
Really?
Of a virus, not necessarily making someone's life better, but making the world a better place.
Ah.
Well, yeah. I'm looking forward to that in a week.
Yeah, so just on this, viruses are actually very small. If you didn't already know.
I would imagine so.
Yes, they're much smaller than bacteria. In fact, you can't see them with a normal microscope. Mm. You have to use an electron microscope. So if you could see a virus, you would see that it's very small. Small enough, in fact, to be 1/1000th of an inch, but still bigger than Luke's penis.
Somehow I knew there was a punchline coming.
Have you written that down?
Nope.
Well, at least he came up with it on the spot.
It's not the most creative.
Well,
thing,
you know, I take it from life. The best comedy rings true. So what is coronavirus?
I don't know. A virus?
That's what we're here to learn.
Well, yeah, I just thought you might have looked into it at all. You know, given
I specifically
that
didn't look into it because I knew we'd be doing an episode on it.
Oh, fair enough. Well, there you go. So a coronavirus is not one particular virus. There are many different coronaviruses. There are different strains of it. Obviously, viruses being so small and replicating so quickly and having such little genetic code, they can mutate quite quickly and change. So there's lots of different strains of basically the same virus. So most coronaviruses just give people mild to moderate upper respiratory tract illnesses, basically a common cold. So this usually only lasts for a small amount of time, like I said, like a common cold. So you basically get a runny nose, headache, cough, sore throat, and maybe a fever, and just generally feeling unwell. Hmm. But ultimately, they're not that bad, usually. In this case, this one particular strain is quite a bit worse. It can lead to pneumonia or bronchitis. Hmm. You know, and there are other strains of coronaviruses that can do similar things. So two other coronaviruses that you might have heard of are, I think it's MERS, M-E-R-S, and SARS. SARS. Do you know anything about SARS?
It happened in like 2002 or something. Yeah. That's pretty much all I know. I was really little.
SARS is, I'll get into SARS in a little bit. Basically, no human cases of SARS have been reported since 2004. So we're good on that front. It was just quite an infectious disease. There was a bit of a pandemic with it. Most of these viruses come from animals. So camels, cattle, cats, and bats, usually.
Oh. Mm,
yeah. So next time you're hugging a bat,
what I would have picked. That was the sentence.
Not what you would have picked.
No, what I would have picked.
You wouldn't have picked a cat.
No, I wouldn't have thought these diseases would come from camels or bats or...
Is there any reason why they come from camels, bats, cats, and rats, or whatever you said? Why those animals?
No particular reason. They just have the viruses that they can then mutate.
Is it because of their similarity to us in any kind of genetic way?
No, it's just, I mean...
Rats wasn't on your original list. I know I've just added that. But like rats are used because their immune system behaves similarly to ours, is that right?
Yeah, so it's just a case of a virus mutating and spreading to us. Right. These are just the documented cases. But then you could have any kind of anything like this. You can have swine flu was a flu that came from pigs. There was the other ones.
Mm, bird flu.
Bird flu, that's it. Bird birds.
Flu came from birds.
Yeah, which bird? Do you know?
No.
Pigeon?
Probably a pigeon. I don't know.
I don't even want to say seagull.
It's an open question. I don't know. So in the case of this current coronavirus outbreak, they have had people who are infected say they were at a seafood and live animal market. So that could be where it spread. It could come from animals again.
Yet another reason to be vegan.
That's what I was thinking.
And avoid animals altogether.
Well, let them be. Like, you don't have to be near them all the time.
Well, the fish market wouldn't be there if everyone was vegan.
That's true.
Yeah.
What would be there?
A little vegetable market.
I think it's going to be very unfair if one of us dies of this flu, having
gone vegan.
Yeah.
That would be frustrating, wouldn't it?
It would be. Just a bit frustrating.
It'd be a real kick in the teeth. I'd have to find another host for this podcast. That'd be a pain.
Thanks, Corey.
What?
First concern, the podcast lineup. One of us is dead.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Who's going to replace?
Oh, no. Who's going to be on the podcast this week?
Such an inconvenience.
It's every week. Come on, man. You can't miss one. We've not missed one yet.
Well, you can prop my corpse up if you want to.
Ah, a weekend at Bernie's. I see. Yes. You probably talk as much as you normally do.
I talk a lot. I don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, you talk too much, Luke.
Okay, well then I will stop.
No, please.
I'll be the corpse. I'll be the corpse for the rest of this episode. I'll simulate what it'll be like when you prop my dead corpse up to do a podcast
with.
What
is this conversation?
And then you'll suddenly be sad about it when I don't respond to anything you have to say. And then you'll be like, well, I hope Luke doesn't die of coronavirus. And then, just to spite you, I will.
I'm slightly scared after
that. So it's not clear how easily it's not clear how easily or sustainably the virus is spreading through people, or even whether it's spreading from person to person. We think it is spreading from person to person, but at this point, at time of recording, we don't actually know.
Yeah.
So the big question people will be asking, if they've not already died, like our friend Luke here, is how dangerous is it? Do you know the answer to that question?
81 people dangerous so far. I don't know what the mortality rate is.
I mean, neither do we, because we don't have any. We don't have any people who are infected.
I'm going to guess more dangerous than the average, but not incredibly catastrophic.
Yeah. That is about right.
I was trying to pick my words carefully there.
Shall we take a short break from this episode to conduct a form of seance in order to bring back those that we've lost?
Yes. Oh yeah, Luke, I forgot we lost him. He's died. He's ascended.
Yeah.
We'll have to perform some kind of sacrifice.
Yep, that's that. Oh, we sacrificed our integrity and he's back.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yay. Did you miss me?
No.
No.
Why did you bring me back then?
Because we need three.
That's weird. Hey, you know who I don't miss? Luke. Let's bring him back.
You need three, Luke. Come on. All it's right. Hard.
Three's the magic number.
Oh my God. Spills on the recording.
Why
equipment.
Did we bring him back? He's just spilled coffee everywhere.
So the illnesses have ranged from infected people with no symptoms to people being severely ill and dying. So the symptoms for this are fever, cough, shortness of breath, and apparently the symptoms can appear in 2 to 14 days after exposure. Ooh. So, you know, not ideal, because you'd be infect some other people and then die a fortnight later.
Great.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's very sad.
No, we're trying to get a hand on it. But basically,
we are.
Us three, you know, we're hands on, man, honestly. Oh, God. We've got to sort this out.
I've been doing lots of things.
Oh, I haven't got the
I've
time.
I've been doing so much research. Essentially, people are dying from pneumonia brought on by the virus. And I don't know what you might be asking right now. Has anything like this ever happened before?
You knew exactly what I was thinking.
Has anything like this ever happened
Has
before?
Anything like this ever happened before?
Yes. So there were two self-limiting SARS outbreaks, which resulted in a very contagious and potentially life-threatening form of pneumonia.
What is self-limiting?
It petered itself out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ah,
is this going to peter itself out?
No, maybe. I don't know. I don't know anything. Like, well, it's been around for a week. I wish I had the information on this, but it's just not there. Nobody really knows what's happening. So, you know, it's anyone's game. You know what? I'm going to make a bold statement. Yes, we're going to sort this out in 2 weeks' time.
Ooh, I don't think so.
2 weeks?
I'm not that optimistic. Yeah. I'm saying 2 months.
AI, robots, you know. It's not 2002 anymore. We've got equipment.
But it took them like 2 years, didn't it?
Yeah, but that was 18 years ago.
I guess.
So, as I've said, there were two self-limiting SARS outbreaks. Those were between 2002 and 2004. So the SARS pandemic, as it is called, it started in China in 2002, and it was effectively a strain of coronavirus that was only found in small mammals that mutated and started infecting humans. And in 2003, the first outbreak was brought under control in July. But basically, it was a policy of just isolating people that had it and keeping them away from everyone. And not even just people that had it, people that they suspected of having it, so that they couldn't infect anyone else. And they screened all of the passengers traveling by air from the affected countries for signs of the infection.
Haven't they started doing that already with Wuhan?
Yes, they have done. They've started testing everyone that's come back, basically. Yeah. In fact, one of our friends sent me a message the other day letting us know that apparently their university has sent a mass email saying that anyone that has come back from China in the past 2 weeks should not come in.
Please don't come to school.
Wow.
Yeah. To be fair, though, the email was not phrased very well. It did come off as though anyone that was Chinese should not be coming in.
Oh, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you're more likely to have gone to or returned
from China,
from China
if you're Chinese.
If you're Chinese.
Like, yes, absolutely. But the
it
email
just doesn't look good.
No, it did not look good. That was the issue.
Well, and you're also more likely to have like family members who have gone to or from China.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Or friends. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. But it doesn't come across well.
They didn't specifically say Chinese. It was framed as though if you're Chinese, you shouldn't come in.
That's not...
Wasn't well explained.
Yeah.
So, humans being humans, we had another SARS outbreak in 2004. This was linked to a medical laboratory in China. So it was China again.
Why is it always China?
I don't know why. I mean, there's more people there, I suppose.
Yes. I guess.
Like I've said, this has basically come about through viral mutations. So viruses can mutate very easily. And there are quite a few different diseases that we think have come from mutated viruses that were originally infecting animals that started infecting humans. One of those is swine flu. Another one is bird flu. Can you think of a third one?
AIDS.
HIV, that's right, yes. I think it came from other primates found in monkeys. So someone probably had sex with a monkey.
Is that actually the...
No.
Because I always hear that as a joke, but like...
I mean, it could be.
Yeah, like I don't...
It could be a legitimate reason.
I've never asked if that's actually what the theory is.
It could be. I have definitely read that. I don't know whether it's a joke or not, but we do think that a mutated... basically, HIV is a mutated virus that originated in monkeys.
Wow. And so whether it's generally only sexually transmitted or through the child.
Well, yeah. So basically, it's through transmission of bodily fluids.
Right. Okay.
So like...
Blood as well.
So yeah. Blood... and the thing is that the reason that it's sexually transmitted is that those areas are generally very...
Blood is easy to...
It's easy to transfer. It's easy to transfer into the bloodstream from there. Whereas saliva is not enough to really... pass on HIV.
So
the current coronavirus is a lot like SARS, which is an issue, but it obviously was brought under control quite quickly, and we didn't really know what we were dealing with, and now we've got all of those kind of procedures in place. Forgot the end of the word. Now we've got all those procedures in place, so I'm pretty sure we're gonna wrap this one up pretty quickly.
And those other two were self-limiting as well. They sort of petered out on their own.
I mean, supposedly they petered out on their own. I mean, ultimately, we had to kind of quarantine people,
right?
But I don't think it could have spread and destroyed the entire population of the world.
That's good.
No, it's not an epidemic. It's just a pandemic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's an epidemic and not a pan... Maybe it's a pandemic and not an epidemic. I don't know the difference between the two.
I was going to ask what the difference is.
One of them is bigger than the other.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one sounds bigger?
Well, pan means all. And epi means above. So it's anyone's game, really.
Yeah.
We've got the internet. Shall we just Google it?
They're both quite bad.
Okay, a pandemic is the one that spreads across the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like pansexual.
Oh, right.
That's weird, because epidemic sounds worse.
Epidemic does sound worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Coincidentally, though, there was a Netflix series called Pandemic that's come out just a few days before this coronavirus surfaced.
And it's a marketing ploy.
I can't believe Netflix did this to us.
I think it's all about SARS. I haven't actually watched it yet. But
wouldn't put it past them.
It's about the people on the
front. You wouldn't put it past Netflix, the streaming service, to spread a deadly virus across the world.
They have a show to promote. Maybe it's all part of an ARG.
It's advertising.
It's part of an ARG.
Get people to notice, you know? Definitely get people to watch a documentary on SARS.
Yeah, because they're all inside ill.
Yeah, and they want to know what's going on. That's great.
Well,
I should go into marketing.
You work in marketing.
You are in marketing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the end of the show.
And now it's time for the quickfire quiz round.
Dum, 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 dum.
So, Luke, you got the first question.
Dun, 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 dun.
What is the reproductive number of the coronavirus?
Around 3.
Can you be more specific?
3.
Can you be less specific?
Between 1 and 3? What?
Well, I mean, it's between 2.5 and 3.
I said around 3 and 3. Okay.
It's not specific enough.
All right.
I'm sorry. This one is for you, James. Along with SARS, which is the other coronavirus that made the news in the past 20 years?
MERS.
Oh!
Ollie MERS?
Yeah, Ollie MERS. He's infectious.
Is that the right answer?
Yeah, it is right.
Ding!
Wow, 1-0.
Luke.
Yes.
How small is a virus?
The size of my penis.
Ding! Yeah! I'll give that to you! That's right!
What's the actual answer?
1/1,000,000th of an inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, yeah.
James,
yes.
Who is the professor that estimated that 100,000 people are being affected by this disease?
Professor Ferguson.
Ding!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you're good at this.
That's impressive. I would not have got that.
You retain information for until the end of the episode, and then it's gone.
Yeah. I will not remember this name tomorrow. I will forget.
Luke.
Yes?
How many cases of coronavirus have been spotted in America and France?
Three.
Altogether?
Well, three each, so six.
Okay, yeah, okay. Three each. Ding, ding,
yay!
Ding.
Yay!
James.
Yes.
Other than camels and bats and cats, what's another animal that you can get a coronavirus from?
Oh, a fish?
No!
Can I answer? No.
You can answer.
Cows?
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
And Luke comes in for the steal. Well done!
I did so well in the beginning.
Well, that's it. That's the end of our first quickfire quiz.
Wow. That was quite fun.
Well done to Luke. You win nothing.
Yay.
If you were playing along at home, let us know how you did comparing to Jamp and Luke. And if you won, then you also win nothing.
Woo! Woo!
Thank you for listening. You can find the full references for this episode in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday, and why not leave us a nice wee review? You can also support the pod at patreon.com/SciGuys, or you can find and contact us at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at SciGuysPod. That made sense. Or you can send us an email at SciGuysPod@gmail.com. I'm not Corey everywhere.
I'm Jamkin everywhere.
I'm Luke Cutforth everywhere.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.